But Finley didn't back down. He rarely did, which was one of the things Pimley liked about him.
"If you don't want folk to look at you like a child, then you mustn't act like one. There have been rumors of gunslingers coming out of Midworld to save the day for 1,000 years and more, and never a single authenticated sighting. Personally, I'd be more apt to expect a visit from your man Jesus."
"The rods say—" Finley winced as if this actually hurt his head.
"Don't start with what the rods say. Surely you respect my intelligence and your own more than that. Their brains have rotted even faster than their skins. As for the wolves, let me advance a radical concept. It doesn't matter where they are or what's happened to them. We've got enough booster to finish the job, and that's all I care about."
The security head stood for a moment at the steps that led up to the Damley House porch. He was looking after the two men on the identical bikes and frowning thoughtfully.
"Brodigan's been a lot of trouble."
"Hasn't he just?" Pimley laughed ruefully. "But his troublesome days are over. He's been told that his special friends from Connecticut, a boy named Robert Garfield and a girl named Carol Gerber, will die if he makes any more trouble. Also, he's come to realize that while a number of his fellow breakers regard him as a mentor, and some, such as the soft-headed boy he's with, revere him, no one is interested in his philosophical ideas, shall we say. Not any longer, if they ever were. And I had a talk with him after he came back, a heart-to-heart."
This was news to Finley.
"About what?"
"Certain facts of life. Cy Brodigan has come to understand that his unique powers no longer matter as much as they once did. It's gone too far for that. The remaining two beams are going to break with him or without him, and he knows that at the end there's apt to be confusion. Fear and confusion.